I'm George Walker, and those are the energetic opening notes that music director Terry Labolt and his group played as IU's wonderfully assured production of Wonderful Town began. The lights came up on Jeremy Smith's whimsical scenic design, and the IU company in Justin Ganaway's varied costumes danced DJ Gray's Paean to the characters of New York's Greenwich Village in a scene narrated by tour guide Luke Major. Wonderful Town from 1953 is based on Ruth Sherwood's stories of the struggles that she and her actor sister Eileen endured as they moved from Ohio to New York in the 1930s. The lyrics are by Betty Comden and Adolph Green, with music by Leonard Bernstein. In an era that was rich with musicals about women who found their future with men, this emphasized the writer Ruth, Cassia Scagnoli, and the actor Eileen, Katie Swaney's sisterly bond. Ruth and Eileen begin their odyssey in a basement apartment curated by Daniel Meeks as their artistic landlord, Apopolis. Their first receptions in New York are not welcoming. Ruth's writing a bit too much like Hemingway, Eileen's dancing not quite up to an audition. Both lead to disappointment. But Ruth's determination and Eileen's charm begin to work. As newspaperman Chick Clark, Jake McCutcheon, woos Eileen, he has Ruth sent off to Brooklyn's Navy Yard. She meets up with the crew of Brazilian sailors, and in an uproariously funny and wild scene, teaches them the conga. Ruth gets a great story and a press pass out of the encounter. Eileen, learning of Chick's ruse, gives him a boot in a tender place. Meanwhile, the neighborly football player Rec, Connor Bernard, delivers an energetically danced encomium to his collegiate football career. And I don't know where to put this in, but Jenna McDermott, playing the local prostitute Violet, is a separate and quite satisfying entity in the production. She has a bit of gravitas that's not found anywhere else in the show. Eileen has ensnared Frank, the charmingly lorn manager of a local Walgreens, and she somehow or other ends up in jail. Ruth dashes into the jail to rescue her sister and finds that Eileen's charm has reigned. She's simply taken over the place. The cop on the sister's beat, Officer Lonigan, Justin Smooze, has decided that Eileen is Irish, and in a scene that could have featured Dennis Day and the cast of Riverdance, they salute her questionable connection with the old sod. Ruth is both impressed and feels a little envy. The original stories in the book for Wonderful Town were titled My Sister Eileen. But good things are ahead. Eileen is asked to sing by Speedy Valenti, Sam Sanderson. She's nervous and asks Ruth to join her for their old standby, the Wrong Note Rag. It's a success as the whole cast joins in the dancing, and Eileen has all along noted that Bob Baker, the editor, doesn't know it, but he's in love with Ruth. She clues him in, but the finale features the two sisters in a quick embrace. The lighting is by Kier Luo, sound design Jared O'Brien, bringing all the elements of the show together is director Richard Roland. Wonderful Town at IU's Ruth Ann Hall's Theater plays April 12th through the 20th. If delightfully, fresh, funny, meaningful musicals are your taste, this one's for you. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.